Welcome to Life Connection, a weekly chat with newsmakers across the Sioux Empire.
Good morning and welcome to Life Connection. I'm Jeff Rupp, and for the next couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about a challenging subject, a difficult subject, but it's an important subject. Many families are dealing with it here in the Sioux Empire and around the country, and that's the topic of mental illness. And specifically today, we're going to talk about what to do, how to cope, what happens when your child or teenager is struggling with a form of mental illness. And joining me this morning is Carrie Gusso, who's written a book, A Mother's Memoir, A Kingdom Far Away. Carrie and her family live here in Sioux Falls, and she's been a nurse, and now she's an author. And good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, glad to have you here. This is a delicate subject. It's a challenging subject, and I know for you it's very deep and personal as well.
Yes.
The name of the book is A Kingdom Far Away. Tell us a little bit about your reasons for writing this book.
Well, A Kingdom Far Away is it's a memoir about raising a child with severe mental illness. The book talks about what goes on behind closed doors, and it's the true story of what our family stumbles through, and mostly it's a raw account of my perspective as a mom.
Tell us a little bit about your daughters, Lauren, and you. How did you diagnose this form of mental illness, and how did the story start?
We started when Lauren was very young. We knew something wasn't quite right, and long story short, we kind of have a vegetable soup of emotions and diagnoses for Lauren, and that makes it more difficult. Lauren's has like severe anxiety, depression, ADHD, high-functioning autism, intermittent explosive disorder, and we're working on or trying to decide if she has borderline personality, which is one of the reasons that makes it more difficult. And school was hard emotionally and academically. We're constantly working on the emotional part of life, and emotions trump all other aspects of life. So until you can get your child emotionally stable, you can't really work on anything else.
So you, over time, collected thoughts, probably notes, and what precipitated, how did you get started on, let me write down our story in order to help somebody else?
The kingdom in A Kingdom Far Away is the kingdom of heaven. Lauren has had 3 suicide attempts, and she always said she wanted to go to heaven because she wanted to meet Jesus, because she knew that he would be her friend, and she really struggles with friendships. The front of the cover has a crown on it, and I love this picture. It was inspired by the song Broken Things by Matthew West. My favorite part is there's a verse that says, the first shall be last, and the last get the crown. So that was really a big part of my book. So going through all of this with Lauren, you know, it's been 10 years. She's 18, so, you know, when she was about 8 years old, things kind of started to get really rough. And this summer was really tough. I would listen to the radio, and the song Tell Your Heart to Beat Again would come on, and I would sit and listen to it over and over and over. I would cry. I would trying to figure out what we were going to do. And it was a point in my life where I never felt so alone and so hopeless. And it's an absolute overwhelming fear that this is my life and nobody can help me, because we had gone through so many different steps of trying to get help. I felt myself crumbling. I hated it. I would sit and stare into space. I would sleep. I was isolating myself from my friends and my family. I even thought, briefly, if Lauren and I disappeared, life would maybe be better for everybody. And that was probably my lowest point. One of the night I was up and I started writing, and I don't know why I started writing. I would pray, but I had no idea what I was praying for. But I felt this strange sense of calm come over me, and words literally fell onto the page. I wrote the book in order from front to back in about a month, and honestly, I don't remember writing some of it. The funny part is, I struggled in school. I was a late reader. I actually hated reading. So for me to become an author is nothing less than a miracle. This is definitely a God moment. We walk through these very dark places, and as we're trying to find our way, God gives you the tiny little flicker of hope to keep you going. I knew I couldn't disappear. My kids needed me. I felt a need to take this pain and turn it into something that would help others. And so I looked at getting the book published, and that has kind of kept me going.
Sure. Talking again today with Carrie Gussel. She's from Sioux Falls, has written a book entitled A Mother's Memoir, A Kingdom Far Away. It's the story of her family and Lauren and their struggle with mental illness. And you can find out more about the book where it's available at akingdomfaraway.com, akingdomfaraway.com. You have, by the way, you have the opportunity to meet Carrie and get your book signed this afternoon from 2 to 3 at Crossroads Book here in Sioux Falls on 41st Street. And again, more information at akingdomfaraway.com. Carrie, you touched on it briefly. Talk a little bit about your faith in Christ and how that has helped you and your family cope with the struggle with mental illness in your family.
Sometimes you just don't know where to go. You sit and think about what is out there, what can help you, why are you going through this? And a lot of my friends have been very, very supportive, and Bible studies and just keeping us together as a family, going to church on Sundays. And just really having that connection will give you the sense of peace that someday this will get better, or there is a reason for this walk I'm going through.
There are people listening today that may be struggling with some form of mental illness or have a child or a teenager. Through your 10-year journey, what are some ideas or rays of hope that you would share with somebody who is in a similar situation to what you and your family are in today?
There are a lot of resources out there. It's just a matter of finding them. I think South Dakota has a long way to go yet in recognizing mental illness, And that's the hard part. When you look at a child that has a medical diagnosis, such as diabetes, and you look at a child that has maybe severe anxiety, they're treated very differently, but they both have a biological component to them. And I guess for parents and teachers and professionals, just keep looking for resources, keep asking questions, don't give up, work with the school districts. Everybody wants what's best for your child. It's just a matter of finding what that is.
You mentioned in your book the story of many different times of having to leave your daughter at a place where she was going to get some help, and she was not willing to be there, but you were concerned about the safety of your family due to all that was going on. Talk about those times and situations and how you worked through those.
Lauren's had 12 hospitalizations and 9 school placements. We have done everything from a residential treatment where she was in Utah to schools here in Sioux Falls that were publics. One was private. Some are really good. Some weren't so helpful. And what was really hard with Lauren was, you know, you try and listen to the professionals. You try and ride that wave that they talk about. Get through this. You know, this is going to be tough, but you can do it. Your kid will come out better at the end. And mental health is difficult because you don't really know what you're dealing with. There's not a test. There's not a black and white answer. And, you know, for example, we were down, Lauren was admitted to Yankton Behavioral Health down there and had like a 3-day hold. She had had a suicide attempt and she really just was not stable. And the hospital looked at her and does their assessments. And Jared and I would try and talk to the hospital about different things that are going on. And here's 3-ring binders that are 100 pages thick or more with diagnoses and different doctors and things we've tried. And we're like, please help us. Is there anything you can do? Please, please help us. And their answer is just, you know, nope, she's fine. She seems stable and she can go home. Well, we had no choice but to take her home. And I ended up taking Lauren and staying in a hotel for 2 weeks because I just didn't feel like taking her home was the best option. So that's one of many different situations we've been through. Lauren has stayed in Utah, starting at age 13, trying to, like I said, diagnose and try and figure out why things just weren't going well. Her friends would emotionally grow. She was not. For some reason, she was not growing emotionally and keeping up with her peers. And then that just caused a lot of other problems.
Talking again this morning with Carrie Gusso. She has written the book, A Mother's Memoir, A Kingdom Far Away, her family's journey with her daughter, teenage daughter, who struggles with mental illness. Carrie, the holidays are coming up. That has a tendency to exaggerate all emotions from the wonderful time of year, joyous season, to those who are struggling with anxiety and depression, and things can be a little more troublesome. Talk about the journey through the holidays and any advice you have for families who are in similar situations over the next, between now and the end of the year.
Yeah. Holidays are tough. Christmas is so overwhelming for anybody. And for a child, you got the presents, you got Santa, you got, you know, going to church, you have family, you have, seeing people that you don't see very often. And that can be overwhelming for anybody. In Lauren's case, crowds make her uncomfortable. So we have to avoid large crowds. Jared may take the girls to his parents for Christmas and Lauren and I stay home. Opening up gifts, you know, that's overwhelming to her. Going to church. Church is always packed on Christmas. That's very overwhelming. We just find ways to get through it as our family. I guess for some advice for parents that are going through, maybe sit down with the child, come up with some plans as far as, okay, if I'm overwhelmed, then this is what I'm going to do, or this is how I'll show mom, you know, by having like a keyword or something that I need a break, I need to go somewhere quiet, set aside a quiet place maybe that you know is at someone's house, like in a back room or something, music. And, you know, don't be afraid to tell people also, like family members and people that you're with, hey, you know, I have a child who kind of struggles with the anxiety or depression. We spent a lot of time trying to hide that from everybody, and that was tough because then people don't really know what's going on. So I guess just be open and let people know kind of how you're feeling.
Carrie Gusso is our guest this morning. The book, A Mother's Memoir, A Kingdom Far Away. More information at akingdomfaraway.com. That's akingdomfaraway.com. She'll also be signing her book at Crossroads Book and Music from 2 to 3 this afternoon in Sioux Falls. Her book is also available at Barnes & Noble's, Crossroads, Zambros, and other places here in Sioux Falls. Again, more information at akingdomfaraway.com. And Carrie, before we wrap up today, what is your hope that this book will help people who have the opportunity to read it?
I just want to give awareness to people out there that what it's like to live with a family member that has or suffers from a mental illness. There's a lot of stigma that goes along with it, and it can be overwhelming and very scary for the family. I'm hoping that professionals, teachers, counselors will start to see mental health for what it is. It's not bad behavior. It's not the child trying to get out of something. They really have anxiety. They really have depression. And we just need to move forward, and we need to help guide these students and these children and help them understand their disease and their disability, so that they can move forward and grow up to be successful adults.
My guest this morning, Carrie Gusso. Again, the book, A Kingdom Far Away. And for more information is kingdomfaraway.com. Also, again, she'll be at Crossroads this afternoon from 2 to 3, signing the book. And again, more information at kingdomfaraway.com. I'm Jeff Rupp.
This has been Life Connection, a presentation of Life 96.5 and Faith 1270. Join us again next Saturday morning for more. And visit our website at life965.fm.